After four Minneapolis police officers were charged with the death of George Floyd, a veto-proof majority of the Minneapolis City Council pledged to dismantle its police force and come up with a new system of community safety. The call to defund the police might be a new concept to some, but has been the focal point to many activists for years. Ariana Nason is part of the community collective known as MPD 150 in Minneapolis. Nason says defunding the police is taking money out of police departments and making communities safe by rethinking how those public funds are spent.
Or the point of that is to have that money go back into our communities. We have an unbelievably inflated police budget. Most major cities do. And we have severely underfunded schools. We have major housing crisis.
MPD 150 eventually wants to see the Minneapolis Police Department completely go away, replaced by a new system with crisis-trained professionals taking that place. But Nason says the call to defund the police can take different forms and can look different in any given community. In Ohio, Mia Santiago's group, Columbus Freedom Coalition, has multiple prongs for changing communities, which includes abolishing prisons and defunding the police.
The more funding they have, the more militarized they become, the more weapons they buy, the more cops they hire, despite the fact that it shows that like having more cops is not helpful to communities. So defunding means decreasing their size and decreasing their reach.
While Santiago's group wants to completely defund the police, there are other demonstrators who believe police can still play a role, while more money is diverted to other programs. Columbus City Council member Shayla Favor says what Minneapolis leaders are moving toward is the decision for that city, but says she wants Columbus to consider other options.
What I am calling for is an openness to put things on the table that we thought were not even possible 2 to 3 weeks ago. I think everything is possible at this point. I just don't know what that looks like. I'm open to having those hard conversations.
Republican state leaders have used much stronger language in shutting down any notion of defunding the police, including Governor Mike DeWine, who called the idea absurd.
They protect our lives. And if something happens, we want to be able to call the police. So doesn't mean we don't make changes. Doesn't mean we don't do reforms. Doesn't mean we constantly need to work on this.
This can be where the tension lies between community activists and government officials, defunding versus reform. Republican Representative Phil Plummer, a former Montgomery County sheriff, rolled out a 15-point plan to reform the law enforcement system. He says reforms need to be made to protect good officers and get rid of the bad ones.
And, you know, any chatter of defunding police departments is just nonsense. We're not even going down that path. We're going to support our officers. We're going to hopefully properly fund them and train them properly. We need good police officers.
Santiago says the Columbus Freedom Coalition is for abolition, not reform. Santiago wants to push back against a misconception that defunding police will make communities more dangerous.
They would be replaced by actually helpful resources like community outreach, crisis-trained intervention people, and housing and healthcare, honestly. It's kind of an overarching thing because without a lot of the material conditions that make life so hard for people, we won't need the police.
The city of Columbus plans to spend $359 million on its police department this year. A budget forecast from Cleveland's mayor showed the city spending $218 million for police in 2020. And in Cincinnati, the city's police budget for the current fiscal year is $151 million. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.